I do well with them. I believe I do well with any welterweight in the division and so forth.
Name some other welterweights in the division and let me know, quick answers, what you think of them. And the first is the guy who people, most fans think that it's going to come down to. And that's Errol Spence.
What do you think of Errol? We're going to fuck him up.
Okay, all right, that's pretty quick. Keith Thurman.
We're going to fuck him up, too.
Now, why, man? Come on, Bo, man. Give me
no, you say, you said you're going to name some names. Come on, dog. Right. We already
you
know why we're going
to. Same exact answer.
Hey, we already know why we're going to fuck Errol Spence up.
What's the easier fight? What's the easier fight?
Danny Garcia.
No, I mean between the two champions in the division.
Who?
Errol Spence and Thurman. What would be the easier matchup for you?
Be honest with you, man, I would probably pick Errol Spence.
Okay.
I would probably pick Errol Spence as an easier fight.
I don't think anybody's going to agree with that.
See, if I keep elaborating on this question.
You're going to give too much away?
Thank you. No,
podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
body punching?
I was hit him with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yeah. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We're back with some breaking news. Big fight over the weekend. A lot of headlines, quotes starting to spill out. And Bob Arum, the promoter of Terrence Crawford, has some interesting words to say when discussing the potential pay-per-view fight between Errol Spence Jr. and Terrence Crawford. And we're excited for some of these quotes. So we're here to talk some Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford again, since Bob Arum made it quite obvious that he is going to do everything in his power to make sure that this fight happens, because he has been invested some responsibility by ESPN to put on the big fights. So that's what he's looking for. And this is what we'll be talking about. So remember, the call in number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And I want my international callers or my cheapskate callers or the callers that love everything free to just download the free Skype app. Or you can download it on iPhone or Android app market. Doesn't matter. And add Nestor Gibbs, and you will be calling internationally from anywhere, absolutely free. Once again, we're talking Spence, Crawford, potential pay-per-view. Bob Arum saying that he's ready to make that fight, that it's actually Spence that doesn't want it.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, what up, what up, what up? We back with another one, man. Y'all know what it is. Bob Arum out here speaking the truth, maybe, you know, say, hey, does Spence really want the fight? I mean, he made 1,000 excuses why the fight couldn't happen when he had a little happy juice at the goddamn press conference, but we all know what that was. You know what I'm saying? When you get that little drink in you, you might get a little bit talking reckless, but hey, it is what it is. So Bob came back out and tried to clear everything up. We're not on different sides of the street. If you want to make it happen, we can make it happen. What up, Doomy?
I don't know nothing about juice, because they normally say that a drunk mind, like a drunk person speaks a sober mind. But let's jump out to our amateur lioness.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one to stop me.
Legend
and conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. The never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston, I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their club. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah. We're here talking about two of the top 147 pounders and the pretty much the fight that we want to see. This is a big, huge fight. And Bob Arum is saying now that Spence ain't the one that wants to fight. You know, pretty much everybody's looking at Spence like he's the one who's being avoided all the time. So for Arum to come out and say that Spence is the one avoiding Crawford sounds like pretty far-fetched to me, but I think I see the beginnings of the makings of a buildup to a huge fight. This is where this promoting starts, and I think it will lead up to them two facing each other.
Well, let's jump right into it, man. I think that it's important that we, you know, give the facts. Now, the story is being reported by Keith Idek, who comes from Boxing Scene. He was on hand in Las Vegas for the, you know, Canelo Triple G. And he obviously had a conversation with Bob Arum, you know, who runs and promotes the company that promotes Crawford, right? So, you know, it not I won't say the entire public, but amongst some boxing fans, you know, people are giving Bud shit for, you know, signing a 3-year extension with ESPN. That politically, you know, at least as far as we can believe, will keep them on the opposite side of the street. Mike, did you get that audio so we can play what it is that you're criticizing Earl for saying?
No, I was just referring to the audio when he was talking about, hey, we're on two different sides of the street. He's with Top Rank. I'm with Show. He's with ESPN. I'm with Showtime. So there's no way that I'll be fighting on ESPN, and I don't think Bob Arum would let him fight on Showtime. But referring to back when we had our little debate, I told you the only way this fight was going to happen, and when it did happen, it was going to be a joint pay-per-view. We all knew this from the start, so why are we acting like it's a big surprise?
I also told you that this fight won't happen in the foreseeable
because
Bob Arum is only interested in pay-per-views. And how many it does. Now, today's article is a little different, and it has me optimistic because, you know, of the quotes. And we'll get to those particular ones, but we'll start off in the beginning where he says, and I quote, Spence, the genius. Well, Spence, the genius said, we're on one side of the street and he's on the other side. Arum told Boxing Scene during an interview. He said, that's a guy that doesn't want to fight Crawford. Anytime he's ready to fight Crawford, we'll make that fight. We'll make it happen. End quote. Doomy, how much do you believe Bob Arum on that particular statement? Anytime Spence wants it, he'll make it happen. Now, I'll just remind you that in a direct interview with me, he specifically told me that he won't even begin to negotiate this fight until the public believes it'll do at least 500,000 pay-per-view buys. So can we really believe today's quote?
You know what? Like I mentioned earlier, I think this is just the beginning of a buildup and the starting point of the promotion to this fight. It ain't happening right now. I think this is just going to be – I'm going to call it the blueprint, the Deontay Wilder AJ blueprint. They're just going to, you know, keep everybody, you know, wanting the fight and be talking about the fight. But, you know, Spence is actually, you know, deciding to go another route. You know, he doesn't want to go that route, right? He wants to fight, you know, Porter for the title, or if not, Keith when he comes back.
I'm just saying, my thing is this, Mike. If you really want to make this fight and you hear Spence, you know, discrediting your welterweight out there, send him an offer. Eddie sent an offer to Wilder when Wilder was discrediting his heavyweight. You're saying who said he hasn't? Have we heard anything otherwise? Are there rumors? Have you seen headlines? Why are you just?
I mean, I'm not assuming anything, but I'm pretty sure we've all heard the backlash and the criticism for Bud signing that 3-year extension. So I'm pretty sure Arum has put out some whispers or something to the Heyman side, and I'm pretty sure we might get a fight maybe next year in the fall. But real quick before you say anything, basically what he's saying is don't use that excuse that we're on two different sides of the pond. All right, we can meet up anytime you want to. Just say you want to fight. If you want to fight next, we can make it happen. And okay, don't. Mike, I know. Hold on. Why do I gotta say I want to fight?
I'm not getting that part. Explain that part to me. I've been saying
how has he said he wanted to fight when he made up 100-some excuses about why the fight couldn't happen? And another thing, Bob is kind of saying too. Quit trying to pick on little people. Don't go after a Mikey Garcia pay-per-view.
Oh my God.
Come over here and holler that bud now and make a real pay-per-view. Y'all got a new deal with Fox, a new deal with Showtime. I got a new deal with ESPN. We can make a joint pay-per-view happen, and we can promote it the proper way. Fox is a channel that everybody gets. ESPN is a channel that all sport geeks have. We can make it happen. Go ahead, Doomy. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all good. Shit, look. We can't expect Bob Arum right now to put his top investment in the line of fire right now, aka Spence. I don't think he's gonna do it yet. I think I think it's all talk right now. I think that Bob, I think Bob wants him to go and fight Porter and fight the other guys in division that has the belts in order for him to come back with something more. Yeah, so he could come back for more to the table. And in the meantime, Crawford's fighting, beating up the other guys that he's going to beat up. And then, it builds up the right way. Listen, he's not going to fight him right now. It's not going to happen. This is not what boxers are doing, except for Deontay and Tyson Fury. You know what I mean? They're going over there to face each other. They're trying to give the crowd a good fight. A lot of it is business. And a lot of the times these boxers are geared and managed or controlled, I don't know how you want to call it, but they don't always have their last say about what they feel, in a sense, right? Because they're going to say, I want to fight the guy, but I want the money, and I'm going to listen to my management, I'm going to listen to my career. Seldom do you get nowadays the guy that's just going to put it all on the line and say, fuck it, I want to fight this guy, we're going to get it done as soon as possible.
Deontay Wilder taking 15% flat fee, no rematch clause, all that good shit. Yeah.
Like I say, hey, listen, you go on my post on my story, there's only one Deontay Wilder. He's the only one doing stuff like that, man.
Well, I mean, AJ's been doing the same because he put his undefeated, novice record on the line versus some pretty decent heavyweights. That we can't take that away from him. He's definitely risked
I'm not saying that there's plenty of boxers doing this, but what I'm saying is at the highest levels right now, what I'm seeing right now at the highest levels is a guy like Deontay Wilder, a champion who is chasing to be great. He was willing to go to Povetkin. It's not the first time that Deontay has shown what kind of type of cloth he's cut out of. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, let's not say that Joshua isn't doing it, because look, Deontay was going to fight Povetkin and people give him credit for it, but he never actually did it. The one that's actually going to fight him is Anthony Joshua. But let's stick to the topic. We got some more quotes from good old Bob, and this is where it really gets sexy for anybody out
there. Real quick. Doomy, you talking about fire and shit, you know what I'm saying? Bo Mac made it clear. Ain't no fire over there. We'll fuck him up. Those were his exact words. So they don't feel like it's a fire or a threat. Look here, man.
I know, Bud.
Are you part of the top rank legal team? Have you been over there snooping around?
I know, Bud.
How do you know?
But you obviously part of top ranks motherfucking matchmaking team, and you know that they sent an offer, right?
Here we go, matchmaker. I ain't no matchmaker, man. What I do know, I'm interpreting facts. Bo Mac said it, right? Okay, then. Back to my point. Pretty much they saying they want the smoke. They don't want no little house fire smoke. They want a motherfucking big smoke.
What is all this day shit? Why we?
Bob Arum and
listen, you telling me we haven't seen fighters be like, yo, don't worry, I'm gonna have my manager send you a contract. Like, why we ain't getting none of that? We seen Tevin Farmer.
No, bud, ain't that kind of guy.
Tevin Farmer tell Javonta Davis, send the contract. Like, why? Where that's at? Why Bud don't
we
say?
We know
why,
Bud why, ain't that kind Arum, of guy. He don't like the media.
Why Arum ain't saying tell Heyman check his email the way that motherfucking Shelly Finkel and Eddie were telling each other?
Because hey, don't give me Bob, no. Don't, Bob don't move like that. You already know Bob don't move like that.
Don't give me no smoke, Mike. Show me the fire.
Here we go. Fuck the fire. We want that motherfucking nuclear bomb smoke. That motherfucking thick shit. Bring it on, homie. That's what they want.
Send an offer. Send an offer that I can actually fucking look at and take.
Okay. It's going to have to be a joint thing. It's not going to be an offer. It's going to be 50-50. They got to come together. They got to come together. Have a meeting. Tell Heyman to make a meeting.
I look. Let's get real.
Be ready when you ready.
Heyman ain't meeting nobody, and you know that. So the way that it normally works,
tell his right hand man to make a meeting. Then tell his right hand man to make a meeting. What's his name again?
Excuse me. The way that it works, and it has always worked, is you want to fight a Heyman fighter, you sent the motherfucking offer, and we'll entertain it. We gonna see what's good. Don't just talk greasy. Do greasy things. Send him offers. What you mean if Spence wants to fight? That's the biggest oxymoron of this motherfucking article. If Spence wants to fight, we can make it happen. Because the boy been wanting to fight. He only wants to fight.
You L.A. Butler don't want to fight.
Check it out. Spence told Al Heyman something nobody does. No, let's be real.
But he want Michael Garcia, though.
Let's be real.
A guy fighting 135.
Okay, but Michael Garcia still is top five. He's still top five.
In the fucking 135 division. What are you talking about?
Top 5 pounds.
14 pounds lighter.
Top 5 pounds.
Oh, now you doing pound for pound. Now you pound for pound guy.
No, Mike.
What's going on? Somebody referred to it.
Tell me that's not the rhetoric. Tell me that it's not. Go ahead and mention five fighters.
Okay, Yes, you're right. You're right.
I don't want to be right.
I want you to be right, though. I got a point to prove.
Go five in front of Mikey. Give me five.
Oh, shit.
You can't.
Oh, shit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he is top five. And that's the rhetoric out there. But when I said Chocolatito was pound for pound top five on people's list, y'all shitting on me.
Yo,
so what's the difference?
So check you
so
out.
What's the difference?
I'm telling you the difference. Let me answer instead of just talking over me. Here's the difference, buddy. You sitting here in front of everybody telling them that Chocolatito and Mikey's on the same level.
It was a person. No.
Because you're saying,
it's a perspective and subjective list.
Let me talk, right? This is what I'm interpreting. You're saying, Ness, how you all of a sudden going to use pound for pound and Mikey in this argument when I tried to use pound for pound and Chocolatito Gonzalez? You said, yo, that's bullshit. You promoting a dude that's on a pound for pound list that the true boxing fans didn't believe, right? That's what I'm interpreting you telling me, correct?
And I was given one side of the spectrum. Not the other side, because I wasn't able to because you started piling on me.
Let's get realistic.
All I'm saying is Chocolatito and Mikey, they ain't accomplished the same thing. Even though probably on paper they both going up in four divisions, yada, yada, yada. Come on, man. Mikey's that dude, and people got him on all types of lists. It ain't got to be pound for pound.
I totally agree. But when Chocolatito was at his little heyday and doing what he was doing,
he never
had him on that list.
He never had
on this channel. And it was a perspective from a different
fraud on his channel, especially after Cuadras put the mittens on that boy.
I'm not saying you were, though. I'm saying it's perspective and it's subjective. And other people had a different perspective and a different level of subjectivity on Chocolatito. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? I got a different level of subjectivity on these comments and these quotes from your boy Bob Arum trying to lie.
Let's get to him.
Want the smoke, send the contract. That's all I'm saying.
There wasn't no quote.
I mean, look, here you go right here. I'm going to read it to you. Because we all know that Arum got this deal with ESPN now. So we was going to assume that that's going to prevent this fight from happening. But he's right away saying, no, that ain't going to be a problem. I can deal with Showtime, the network that Spence fights on, and we could do a joint pay-per-view venture. And I quote, eventually, and that's the strange thing right there, that Mike is all souped up about this quote, but look at the choice words, Doomsday. Peep the keyword, opening sentence, eventually. Let's just look that up. Let's just look this word up. So
we know it's not going to be next because Crawford got a fight. So he's saying eventually down the line.
Let's get realistic. We not gonna see this fight to 2020.
That's fucking right. Now we got fight talking straight up. proof.
Fight is not happening right
happened.
Now.
Follow 2019. We never know
it's
what may happen.
It's not happening. You know how many people got to fight? You know how many people got to fight before Bud and Spence get to it?
Yeah,
man?
It ain't
happening right now. But I'm loving the fact that we're gonna fantasize about it, just like we did with Deontay and AJ. I mean, it's a different sense because we know that this is gonna take time to make it a huge fight that's going to involve a lot more money. And Bobby knows this. And Spence even knows this. So it's like, you're going to go fight Porter, or what's my other man's name? I'm drawing a blank right now with the
belt. Forgot about him. He's don't even fight. Know him.
Exactly. That's the point. Don't nobody know Benavidez.
No. He's talking about Porter. Thurman. Thurman. Don't do it.
Thurman. We haven't mentioned Thurman
because he said Earl has to fight Porter and eventually Thurman. Right, Doomy?
Yeah, I drew a blank. It was
Thank you.
Eventually was
Forgot about him.
But Crawford eventually was Bob Arum that used it.
Now T-Bud's fighting Benavidez on the 13th, and then after
who Earl fighting?
Oh,
when the last time Earl fought? Well, when he fought?
A few months ago.
When?
I'll tell you, he's fighting right now. He's fighting the politics.
Here we go. Politics and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's fighting the politics.
Blame the WBC. Blame WBC then.
No, don't blame me. I'm blaming
Bob. Don't blame Bob. Yeah, you hurt Aaron. We can get it when you want to get it.
Mike.
Easy.
Mike. I'm blaming Bud for not wanting to unify. Why are you out here talking about this personal?
See, that's your problem right there. That's your problem. You blame it, Bud, and you ain't smoking Bud. That's what's fucking going on. You blame it, Buddy, and you ain't smoking Bud.
No, that's the problem. You smoking too much Bud. That's why we're going to get Jeffrey to help you out. We're going to get Jeffrey right now. Look.
Bring Jeffrey in. Bring Jeffrey in.
I am. Watch.
Eventually.
Okay, that's how you pronounce it.
Eventually. Meaning that.
No. Check this out, because he's going to get a kick
definition,
out of it.
Definition. Definition. We go.
Definition.
Future or down the road.
In the end, especially after a long delay, dispute, or series of problems, after midnight, I arrived at the hotel.
Now
you turned into a motherfucking vocabulary show.
Now hold on.
Oh my god.
Now, hold on a minute.
What are the kids in?
Interesting though, Doomsday. Listen to that. It starts off now. The dictionary starts off this way, and Bob Arum started off with this word. And the definition is in the end, comma. In the end. Meaning after all the fighters have fought each other and only Bud and Crawford are left.
Meaning an unknown allotted time. How about that?
Now it says, and after the comma, it says, especially, okay? It wants you to, it's emphasizing that they want you to realize, especially after a long delay, dispute, or series of problems. And we're already seeing these right now as we speak. These are the delays. These are the problems. Because you shouldn't be sending headlines to boxing scene. Send a motherfucking term sheet in an email.
Look here, man. I'm not no motherfucking English major. And I was in the classroom with like four people.
That's why we got a dictionary,
man. In the fifth grade. So I'm not good with words and shit. But what I do know is Bob is not fucking playing. If he wants to make the fight happen, tell your management to meet me or send me some kind of a meet and greet, and we can talk about it. That's how big fights happen. Okay. Not one person that don't send a big offer over there. How can Bob send Errol Spence an offer when he's pretty much 50-50 with Terrence Crawford? You send a memo or a letter for a proposal of a meeting so y'all can make the fight.
Nah,
I think Bob was just getting excited.
Wait a minute. I need you to explain what the hell that even meant, because what do you mean when he's 50-50? What do you, I don't know, you lost me.
I'm saying, Bud and Earl Spence to me and my eyes are equal. It's going to be a 50-50 fight right down the middle, just like Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Both sides are going to get equal.
Okay, but Wilder, with that
kind of fight,
contract. Wilder sent Fury a contract, and you know that.
Because we all know Frank Warren. You can't put.
He says, send me a contract. I'll sign it in 10 seconds flat.
You can't put Frank Warren money or bank account on the same level as an Arum or or El Heyman. We all know that they have
to do with it. I thought you put it on a fighter. Now you make it about money. You made it
because
about
you made it about money. You made it about money, though. You saying Wilder and them sent the contract because they are the A side in the deal.
About A side, I said they sent the contract because they want a motherfucker.
They are the A side.
Wilder wanted the big fight. That's why he fought Ortiz. He wanted a big fight, so he seeked the Joshua fight. He wanted a big fight, so he eventually landed on a Fury fight.
Earl wanted a big fight, so you want to fight Michael Garcia.
Yeah,
that's a big fight.
A guy at 140.
Wait a minute.
140.
I want to see if you're really going to live up.
A guy at 135.
I want to see if you're really going to live up to the name Lady Bud and tell me right now that Earl versus Mikey isn't better than Bud versus fucking Benavidez. Go ahead.
Bro, do you think that shit really?
Kill yourself.
Do you absolutely think that a guy coming up two weight classes in a smaller division against a guy that is the boogeyman at 147 can't compete with Earl Spence? Get the fuck out of here, man. You've been on this show publicly denouncing that fight. I'm not saying that. Fuck it. I am saying it. Benavidez and Crawford may not be a better fight, but they are in the same weight class at least. They're not fucking two divisions apart. That's all I'm saying. But now you want to say motherfucking Mikey and Earl a good fight. Boy, you cherry like the motherfucking wind.
I'm just keeping it real. One fight is better than the other. Regardless if I don't believe that Earl and Mikey should be on pay-per-view, Mike, because that's always been my gripe and my line of questioning versus to anyone when I speak Spence Garcia. Is that Garcia doesn't justify being a big enough B-side to be a pay-per-view fighter versus.
You said that.
Not about.
Absolutely, you said that.
Or anything like
no,
that.
No, don't you do that. I go get the audio. I will have it fucking next show.
I've always said Earl is going to beat him. What I'm saying is I've never said that Mikey isn't skilled. Mikey will beat the shit out of Benavidez.
He's not Benavidez, no Earl Spence, though.
What?
Benavidez is no Earl Spence, though.
He ain't. All I know is Crawford call out people. He don't fight him. He been called out Mikey. He ain't fight him.
Mikey, man, you're going to bring Mikey into this shit, man, when you know the fucking history that he got with Bob Arum.
He talking about Spence.
And the only reason why we're even discussing Mikey and Loma is because they are the both two unified champions at 130. I think Loma only has one. Do they have two? I don't know, but
he about to get one. He's trying to get one.
So they are the biggest names at 135. That's the only reason why we're talking about Mikey and Loma. And you know, if Bob didn't have Loma, Mikey Garcia would not fuck with Bob Arum. That's probably one of the main reasons why he didn't fight Terrence Crawford at 140.
I want to know. I'm going to go to the chat. It says, Punch Crow says, Ness full of shit. Mikey, Danny, and Broner all passed on Crawford. Someone show me articles. Someone show me links. You know what I'm saying? Don't type nonsense. Mikey passed.
It's nonsense when it don't agree with your narrative.
Nah, it's nonsense when you ain't got no link.
That's true. You can put a link.
I deal in facts.
I didn't start hearing about it. Mikey and Spence until after Mikey fought. So like I wasn't expecting that fight. I didn't want him to fight Spence anyway. But he's the one that started.
Why even talk about it?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, he feels like he can take on Spence. I mean,
I'm just not getting this narrative that Spence.
My nigga, when I was goddamn 17 years old playing basketball, I thought I would beat Michael Jordan ass. You thought I was motherfucking right?
Yo, I'm just not getting this narrative that, you know, Spence is the one that needs to come out publicly and tell Bob, I want to fight again. Like, we all know Spence wants to fight. He's made it clear. If anything, it should be Crawford again sending an
offer. He made it clear.
It is Spence that is ridiculing Crawford's resume in public.
There's no doubt in my mind that T-Bud wants.
Wait a minute, do me.
Yeah.
Crawford talks shit to Spence on his Twitter.
Myth narrative. Here we
go. No, is it true or not? Crawford talked Spence to Spence on his Twitter.
Spence, after Spence came at him?
Spence gets on a podium.
Okay,
and expresses right, all his feelings to the media, and now it's all over the world.
And he took it out of his time. They were done asking Spence questions. They were done.
But you still need Spence to come back out and say, yo, I want to fight this guy. He just and shit on him.
How pathetic was it, though?
It's pathetic, was it? Supposed to be, you
when
know,
they're, it's like when they're done asking you questions.
Hey, yo, this is like
they're done asking you questions.
And old boy come up like, yo, do me. Yo, do me. Yo, Mike was talking all type of shit about your moms.
Oh, word?
I ain't graduate. I don't know what happened. Mike. I ain't graduate.
You come looking for Mike. You don't call your big brother to go see if Mike was talking shit about you, and then your big brother like, yeah, we could set up that fight if you really want to. If you really was talking shit about my little brother, we could set up that fight whenever you want. Man, get the fuck out of here with that cornball shit. You talking about right, me, I'm walking you down. You talking about me, I'm coming straight.
This nigga got on Twitter that, right, a couple of hours after and fucking addressed the situation. What are you talking about? Now we paying a narrative. There's a lot of people doing it now. It's 2018. It's 2018.
Send a contract.
Ah, shit.
Send
a contract.
Send a term sheet. Why are you still sending tweets? Why are you still spending motherfucking Instagram? My man just talked about your whole record, said you ain't fought nobody. You out here fighting.
Dude took it. He took the time out after that was done asking him questions. He said, hold up. I got something to say. I got something. He addressed Terrence Crawford, a guy who ain't fought nobody, in his words. Somebody who's on the other side of the street, in his words. Somebody who ain't even relevant over here, what he's talking about. But he took the time out of his day to address an irrelevant guy. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's something out there. He feels some kind of way. Everybody calling Crawford pound number one. They ain't said about Spence. Listen, ain't said that about Spence.
Listen, backlash is important. Public perception. Let me finish this statement so you can see what I mean. Backlash is important. Public perception is important. Let's watch history repeat itself because it already did, and you just let it go over your head. Exhibit A is Joshua Wilder failed negotiations. Who came out the woodworks to deflect and take all the pain, take all the punishment from the fans for his fighter, Eddie Hearn. Canelo Triple G, it just happened. People talking about robbery, robbery. Who came out the woodwork to take all the pain and deflect for his fighter, Oscar. Bud Crawford is in the corner somewhere crying about all the shit Earl done said about him. Who came out to deflect and take away the pain? Bob Arum, bro. Stop crying. Send a motherfucking contract. Let's settle it in the ring. Get this fight. If we ain't got to wait, what we waiting for? If we ain't got to wait, Earl is free. You talking about who Earl fighting? Earl waiting for you to send a contract instead of you fighting these little...
This nigga was talking shit after he talked. He was talking that shit after the fight was signed.
Who
now you want to come out?
You
Earl.
Mean Jack Sparrow? You mean Jack Sparrow? You mean one, Captain Hook with one leg that Bud about to fight? Because we all know he got one leg, got like seven bullet wounds in his left leg, right? Or some shit like that.
Damn.
He talking about Tiny Tim.
You know what I'm saying?
Tiny Tim up. So Earl for the fight. Tiny Tim.
Dragging around a limb.
Talking about Rudy.
How we supposed to be come on, man. I ain't no
fight Rudy. That's who he's fighting. He's fighting Paul together.
Mike Garcia. I don't want to
hit. I can do it.
Yo,
I'm gonna overcome it.
There's a couple of other fighters that are gonna be tough.
Not falling for the word eventually. I'm too smart for that. I'm too smart for that. We just told you what eventually mean. Eventually, I think I'll be able to make. Eventually, I think I'll be able. Look at those fucking words, bro. None of those words. I'm sending.
You said what Bud doing, huh? Bud over there in the corner crying or some shit. But really, he's getting training, getting ready for a fight. Spence fought when again? Damn, when was it?
You keep going to that, and I love that you're going to it because what I'm telling you is Spence is staying available.
He probably won't even fight this year.
No, Mike. Spence is staying available. He's keeping his schedule free
for Sean Porter.
So that Bud
for Keith Thurman?
No, so that Bud and Bob could send an offer for a unification. Because Porter already made it clear he ain't fighting until April or June. So you saying those names because you want deflection. You want your man not to fight my man.
Who I want
to fight my man.
In a perfect world, I want Bud to fight Errol Spence at the Benavidez.
Eventually, perfectly. Say the word like Bob.
No, not eventually. I want to fight him next.
Down the road.
Terrence got a fight lined up. He just came off a fight where he's supposed to get bullied by a bigger guy, and he beat the shit out of, stopped him in the 10th round, made it look way better than Manny Pacquiao ever did. Now he's taking a stay busy fight with Benavidez and going to get him out of there, and hopefully after that, we can get that Errol Spence rocking.
Better get him out of there.
Yo, the only dude pitching a narrative that Bud was supposed to be bullied is you. No one in their mother picked Jeff Horn. Stop these lies. Now you're talking about staying busy.
I'm just going by the narratives, man. Narratives out there.
Why you staying busy? Errol Spence was available. Errol didn't have a fight when he signed this dumbass fight.
And we're talking about Mikey Garcia and Errol Spence. What are you talking about?
Open up the phone lines because I see the...
Open them up.
Yeah, who is the A side in this one? Who's going to be the A side?
It's 50-50. That's what I'm saying. That's why you got to be a joint and have a meeting, not send an offer over.
My nigga, yo, Chris Algieri beats everybody on Crawford's resume, bro. Stop playing.
Man, I don't think Chris Algieri beats Jeff Horn.
He did.
I don't even know.
He'll knock Gumbo out.
Who?
He'll knock Gumbo out.
Cause he started at what way did this Algieri started?
Did he just bury himself with the shovel? So you saying Chris Algieri will knock him out because he started at a higher weight? So Crawford ain't started at a higher weight. Now you sounding real low.
He was at 135. They fought at 135. They fought at 135. They happened 135.
Crawford made it hard for you.
Ooh, hard for me. Yeah. Easy over here. Yeah, easy breezy, cover girl. You know what I'm talking about?
He started at 135.
135.
That's just making that point of that power, bro. That power. He would have put away Gamboa. But look, stop.
What power?
That power that Spence comes with.
No. He said Algeria would have beat.
Spence getting in there with Gamboa. He'll knock his head straight off his shoulders, bro.
Clean off.
Straight off.
The guy started at 147.
Like, and listen, I'm gonna go on the record though. Like, you know, out of all these fighters at the 147 pound division, like I honestly don't see many people beating Spence. I only see two guys that could probably beat Spence. That's Keith and Bud. And
See beating Crawford?
Bud has a real chance.
No, you basing that Crawford shit off eye test, man. Get out.
Who you see beating Crawford?
No, it's not. Eye test.
Who you see beating Crawford?
Who, me?
Dummy? Yeah, you dummy.
No, why are you trying to make him change his mind? He talking about Earl.
I'm asking the other side of the spectrum.
Look,
which is Terrence Crawford.
Who do you see be
Terrence Crawford besides Earl?
You heard that?
And maybe Keith Thurman, like you said, for Earl.
No. These are the two most dangerous guys in the division, in my opinion. Keith Thurman,
Jose Benavidez, and Hank Lundy, the most dangerous opponents on that side.
Keith Thurman was my main guy, but he's been out of commission. I got to see him. I got to see how he looks coming back into his fight. But right now, the two top sharks in this division for me is Earl and Crawford. So I don't see nobody really beating them except for one of them, you know, beating each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Porter has a very good chance always. He proved me wrong in this last fight. You know, in the beginning, you know, I was like, man, because I always, you know, root for Porter because his style is very overwhelming. And this time around, I really thought that Danny Garcia was going to get this off, and he didn't. Porter was able to actually make these adjustments, hold himself back a little bit so that not so much headbunts and smothering his punches would happen. So, you know, again, a dangerous guy for anybody, but I really don't see him beating the likes of Crawford or Spence. Maybe he can prove me wrong again. I mean, I would love him to do so. You know, he's a great guy. He deserves everything he's worked for, him and his dad. So, yeah, I would definitely pick Crawford and Spence at the two top sharks. And definitely, I don't see anybody else beating them but each other, man. These guys are really, really dangerous. Crawford, what Crawford has over Spence that I'm still yet to see from Spence, it's sort of like a Canelo. I'm going to make the comparison of Canelo and Triple G. I see the Triple G in Errol Spence, and I see the Canelo in T-Bud. A better boxer in T-Bud, more movement, a lot of more style, you know. And he's proven that his power has actually, you know, came up with him. He has some power in this weight division. He looks strong, but he's not going to be able to go toe to toe with a guy like Earl. So I'm interested in the future, because it ain't happening now, to see what kind of game plan they come up with to fight a guy like Earl, an overwhelming power hitter, you know.
And real quick, a point that you made about Sean Porter. Sean Porter impressed the fuck out of me his last fight. The way he adapted and not like rushing, like you said, his brother, his work like he always did, kind of elevated him, in my opinion. Exactly. Elevated him in the what division, and now he's a champion. So you have to put his name in there with the Keith Thurmans, with the Errol Spence, with the Terrence Crawfords, and who's the other one?
Now we keep forgetting Porter. About Keith. Yeah, we keep now. You know, I mentioned like Keith. Keith was my number one guy. You know what I'm saying? But like, I got to see him, see how he looks coming back. If he looks good, and he's the same, you know, one time Keith Thurman that I've always followed and admired, you know, boxing IQ wise and everything else. He can beat an Earl. He can beat a T. Bud Crawford. He has the gears and he has the boxer's IQ, in my opinion, to beat guys like this. Guys that, you know, the other fighters see as, you know, unbeatable Cubic's puzzles. You know, it's hard.
Hey, Ness, we got a super chat. And your cheerleader, Robbie. Your cheerleader, Robbie, got a soundbite that he wants you to play.
Oh, word. You're such a hater.
Word.
Why are you hating on Crawford?
Cool. I've been really trying, baby.
That's for you.
Talk about brown nosing.
Love.
Talk about brown nosing.
I mean, you're here.
Here we go. Go ahead. Super chat. What did it say?
The super chat says, the dumbest shit I've ever heard of in my life. You would figure after all the years of this dude watching this channel, he would have learned something from the countless interviews that I do with fighters and trainers. But for whatever reason, he wasted his hard-earned money to tell the world, unfortunately, a lie. Jose Benavidez beat the hell out of Porter in sparring. YouTube it, Ness, you dummy. So somehow he wants to paint a narrative that sparring means something when every single elite fighter in the
90
world
seconds
has consistently said that sparring is sparring. Every single fighter. And if we're to believe sparring, okay, Dubois knocked out Joshua. He's still unified heavyweight.
That's different. He said he knocked down, different. Not knocked out. Excuse me. He knocked down, not knocked out.
Okay, so he knocked him down. But what does that mean?
It means nothing.
Exactly. Neither does sparring. Sparring is work.
Working on things.
60.
According to him, Jose got the better work.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jose got the better career, too, right?
No. Sean Porter champion. Sean Porter champion.
Where he at? I'm telling you, man. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. This guy loving him, boy. I love this guy, man.
Yeah, I am, because I just can't believe it. It's like,
sparring is sparring.
My man out here saying he could beat you, saying you ain't beat nobody, and your promoter wants you to say it again so he could start negotiating. He's like, oh, it reminds me of them dudes back in the day, like, say my mama again. It's like, bro, your mama. It's like, word is born. Say my mama one more time. Your mama. That's what Bob doing. Go ahead and call out Crawford one more time. We're going to see
him. 10 seconds.
Go ahead.
And real quick, man. If you're listening to the show and you like what you're hearing, smash that thumbs up. It helps with the visibility of the show. And if you want to help even more, go over to Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice and sign up. You got a lot of perks and a lot of special, exclusive, behind-the-scenes content. So check us out.
Let's go out to these phone lines. We're going quickly, too. I still got hella stuff to do. Maybe a minute, maybe 30 seconds. Better make your call sexy. Sponsors, let's do it.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Gary in Texas, talk to us.
Oh, shit. I know where he's from.
You know Errol Spence is my boy, right? Dallas, Texas, that's my guy.
And that's surprising.
Terrence Crawford's resume is so much better than Errol Spence's. who's better than Chris Algieri? Well, just think about that, right? So Chris Algieri fought Manny Pacquiao. How'd he do? He got knocked down 6 times, got embarrassed. How did Jeff Horn do this, Manny Pacquiao? Beat him. So who's better than Chris Algieri? Jeff Horn. Who else is better than him? Victor Postal, Felix Diaz, Julius Ngongo, Raymond Beltran.
All your Rick opinion. Burns, All your opinion, but you know what?
Hold on a minute.
You know what you did? You selectively changed my words because I didn't say who's better than Chris Algieri. I said Chris Algieri knocks out Gamboa and Chris Algieri beats
everybody on Terrence Crawford's resume.
Yo, can I finish talking? I was saying that and you cut me off. Chris Algieri beats everybody on Crawford's resume. The only fight that some fight fans would be like,
oh, come on now.
The only fight that would be 50-50 on some fight fans' eyes is the fucking Jeff Horn fight because we don't know yet. The dude's just wild. You know what I'm saying? We don't know yet. But you crazy? Gamboa and Dongo? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, no,
Ndongo
outclasses Algieri, and so does Felix Diaz.
What the fuck? Are you crazy, man?
Who do you want?
Can my man get his call off?
Yo,
can he get his call off?
Regis Progress. Regis Progress isn't even a boxer. He's a brawler. Brawler puncher, and he fucking destroyed Ndongo. The fuck is wrong with you? Chris Algieri got one of the best feet in the game.
Chris Algieri,
Gary,
bro.
You're crazy, bro. You're crazy.
You're saying Regis is not better than Chris Algieri? You're crazy. You're smoking.
I never said Regis ain't better. I said Regis isn't a boxer. He's a boxer puncher, more of a brawler, and he ripped through Ndongo.
Ndongo is a boxer.
Bro, Algieri's a technician.
Raymond Beltran beats Algieri. Get out of here.
You're fucking crazy as hell. Yo, you're disrespectful.
Ray Mundo beats Algieri. He's right.
Man, that's the
end. What about Chris Algieri is impressive to you? Chris Algieri?
Yo, you're crazy, bro. You're crazy. Beltran, you're fucking crazy. You're hilarious, bro.
Yo, Beltran's not better than Chris Algieri? I don't even know how you... Of course Beltran's better than Chris Algieri.
Let's do it like this. Who the fuck did Chris Algieri win his title from, and who the fuck Beltran won his belt from? Man, get out of here, bro. You guys are smoking, man. Man, get out of here, bro.
Turn around to provide Nicole and got a bogus decision.
Listen. I will admit that it was controversial among some people, but my audio was dated. It could go back. You could go back and check. I always picked Algieri. Algieri won. I was at that fight. Algieri won. You mad.
Great call, Gary. Great call.
Nobody
excellent call, Gary.
Resume has ever been to the level of Algieri. None of them. Let's just be real. Nobody.
Great call, Gary.
Fucking. What's this dude name?
Ladies and gentlemen, I like to introduce
nowhere.
A young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
I know you fell asleep on us after a fucking intro. I know. We gonna keep it moving on your ass. Let's see here. We got a new caller.
Let's get that.
Yeah, do we call the intro?
Yeah, do we get that first caller intro, man?
I haven't seen that
in a while.
We gonna come on this GTO. Spence Nut Hugger.
It's coming from Crawford's baby mom.
That was a good word.
This guy bugging. I can't wait for the fight. That's why I don't get why your man trying to send headlines.
I can't wait for the fight either, Brush. I'm in love with the fight.
We're going out to the 513-212. You might be a first-time caller. You might not because we lost that list. It just got lost in the abyss. But
let's go, champ.
Gentlemen, making his professional debut.
I'm not a first-time caller. It's Brandon from Cincinnati.
Damn, Brandon, what up?
I'm just chilling, man. But I just want to make a comment. I saw an interview the other day where Errol Spence admitted that he has no contractual obligation to Showtime or fucking a promoter, so all this politics and I'm loyal is just a fucking beer in a handshake type deal.
He can
ESPN if you want this fight.
What?
I seen that the other day. Somebody asked him about that. Aren't you a free agent? He said, yeah, but I'm what the fuck is that? A beer and a handshake type of deal. He has no contract. So if he's like that bad, he'll go get that ESPN bag. And I'm pretty sure Al Heyman wouldn't give a fuck if he went over there. But Al Heyman's manager. So he's going to get his 10% regardless of who the fuck, whatever the fucking network. So let's just cut the other stuff, wrong side of the street, bullshit. Take your ass to the ESPN side of the street if you want to. You're a free agent. All PBC fighters are free agents. They're going to offer you the most money you've ever had in your career. So I just wanted to say that. Just cut that.
Hey, man, what's your name and where you from?
Brandon from Cincinnati. You gonna hug
great
it?
Great call. Great call, man. That's my guy right there, bro. He brought up a good point. Nah, he brought up a good point.
Bag on
Earl Spence not signed to Showtime. He ain't got no deal with Showtime. He ain't got no promoter. He's his own promoter.
I don't think that matters when Bob Arum made it clear that he's willing to deal with Showtime. So if Spencer's loyal to Showtime,
excuse me.
Let's just make things clear. If Spencer's loyal to Showtime, it should not interfere because Bob was clear in these quotes saying that network don't matter, that he's willing to deal with Showtime. So send a term sheet.
Hey, real quick, Tina Turner was loyal to Ike Turner for a long time, but we see how that turned out. Next call.
That's too many turns. You lost me.
Yeah, that shit don't even got nothing to do with this. I don't know what he's talking about.
Let's get the facts out. Bobby's just talking. He has no real leverage right now in this division with T-Bud. T-Bud got one belt.
Nope.
Just coming on the scene in this division.
He's not known as the killer in the division. Everybody talking that.
So let Crawford beat. Let T-Bud kick some more ass, which I know he will. Maybe collect another belt, you know, before he fights this guy because is going to be
like Lomachenko Pedraza. Collect one of those type of belts.
Yeah. Collect another belt. I don't know. You got any belt holder right now? The belt holders right now are pretty tough. Porter's a tough guy. So
he might go for that IBO though.
Who's holding the IBO?
Hey man, don't entertain this fucking guy, bro. Please don't. Don't entertain this fucking guy, man.
No. Yo, Mike, what you mean he just fought for the IBO, bro? Now you don't want to fight for the IBO again?
WBO, bro. You fight for the WBO.
Nah.
It's about 140. Yeah. Nah. It was a fucking unification, man, for all the belts.
Wait a minute. You all that credit for beating up in Dongo.
You can't even say it with a straight face, nigga. You can't even say it with a straight face. Come on, bro.
I'm so happy I killed you with that. Your man's the IBO champ. Why he can't go for the IBO welterweight strap now?
I answered no question about the fucking IBO belt, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, Crawford going for the unification with the IBO. What's wrong with that?
All right, bro.
Everybody know I fuck with that.
Don't we got collars, man? Don't we got collars, bro? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the IBO, though. My nigga Chris Eubank Jr. was an IBO champion.
Yo, IBO sponsored our New York appreciation, man. I fuck with the IBO. Shout out to Anthony.
Well, shit. Big up to the IBO there, baby.
Yo, Canelo just won the IBO yesterday. You the only one don't want Crawford to be remembered for winning the IBO from Mondongo. I don't know why.
No, bro. I ain't saying all that. I'm saying the IBO is normally linked to like a unification fight. It's not normally like a straight out fight.
The only one with his WBO. What's wrong?
Are you talking about dude got the IBO? Benavidez?
I'm saying if Crawford go out after the Jamaican who got the IBO belt, he'll get a unification. You can't be mad because you said they usually do it when it's a unification. Let me go to Alabama. Yo, I lost my phone. Is this Edward?
Yeah, this is him. What's up, man?
What's good, baby?
Hey, I'm just gonna put like this is Spence and Crawford comparison. Bottom line is Spence has done something that Crawford, I mean, he unified all those belts, but last time I checked, most of those fights were home cooking. He didn't go into no hostile territory. When Spence beat Brook,
He went overseas. Hey, Ricky Burns for the belt. Unified, what are you talking about?
Ricky Burns,
wait a minute.
Ricky Burns, cotton candy.
Did you just say Ricky Burns?
Oh my God. Bro, he unified. It was a unification fight.
hey, for the
don't say he ain't going nowhere for no belt, though. You say he ain't going nowhere for no belt.
Time. You need to be a timeout for mentioning Ricky
Burns. Timeout. I'm a grown ass man, bro. I give timeouts around here, nigga. What are you talking about? Timeout.
Man, you sick. Don't compare them two fighters, man. The Kell Brook fight, man. Like I said, bottom line, if
Kell Brook was damaged goods. He just got beat up by Triple G, the machine. Y'all remember Triple G? He's a machine. He hurts everything he touches.
It was the other eye. The other eye. That's it. That eye is not that damage he took from Triple G.
Now both eyes fucked up. Yeah, you're right.
You broke.
And I guarantee you that fight, I was over there eating popcorn, rooting for Errol Spence just like everybody else.
Well, come on back home, Mike. It's all right, man. We is
home. Oh, Omaha not in America no more. Omaha got bought by Spain. Let me know what happened.
You cheering for the wrong horse, baby.
Anyway, but like I said, man, that win right there by itself, Brooke is better, even as damaged good, than anybody that Crawford has on his resume. Crawford likes to get and mix it up a little too much. We ain't gonna know where that fight is. It should be on neutral ground somewhere. Crawford's gonna have a whole lot of problem with EJ if he gets into one of those back and forth matchups. He's gonna beat the hell out of him. Like I said, but like I said, Crawford to me, I don't think he has the power of 147 to slow Spence down. And we see Spence fight a certain way. That's just because he wants to go get it. He can box. So I mean, let's not get that twisted. He's not just one dimensional. He can fight different ways. So, and like I said, Bob Arum, I don't know, man. He always says stuff like this until he actually makes the fight.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear, oh, well, we'll make that fight anytime. And you know what I'm saying? He did that shit for years with Pacquiao. Yes! He knew he was running around hooking up these little made-up fighters. I mean, he has a way of creating fighters that, like, benefit. Like, he'll make a guy that seems marginal, like, you know, Bradley, and make him into some kind of monster for the guy he has, and then he sets up these fights for years, and we never get the fight that we want to see. So let's cut the crap. When you send an offer sheet over there and talk some real business, Spence will gladly oblige you. I think he's getting a little frustrated. He wants to fight. And last time I checked, Terrence Crawford's trainer sent her talk about money. He said, man, just send the offer sheet and let's get it done. When you do that, then that means you want to make the fight. Don't tell me about you want to make the fight and that's sending no paperwork.
Hey, fucking man, my man.
I'm out.
Preach. Preach. That's them Bama boys, man. It's something in that Bama water got these dudes ready for war.
We got a super chat, and I would like you to read it.
No, I'll read it.
Yeah, read it, Doomy.
Mike is lucky I'm not able to call in because I debunk his ass. Spence and Crawford need to fight after Bud's fight. Porter's politics is blocking, so Spence should cross the street. Mike Biggs boxing.
Mike Biggs boxing. You lucky I ain't got time today. But look here. I got time tomorrow.
I got time. I'm ready.
I got time tomorrow.
You heard this?
The fuck out of here, nigga. Call in, nigga. Take a motherfucking smoke break. Do something.
Yo, man. Yo, word is born.
Yo, real quick.
All in a sitting lock. Competition. Oh, I forgot no competition. Sit lock.
I got big. Huh? For some big.
That's for your man, all right?
Yo, real quick to everybody.
Listen, get locked. All the fucking writers, all the fucking fans, it's up to your mans to send that term sheet and get it on. He got the bigger network. You want Spence to bring him to Showtime or you want fucking Crawford to bring him to ESPN? Who got the bigger network? It's Crawford with the bigger network. Make that offer, champ.
Can't do it yet. He can't do it yet. He ain't gonna have enough leverage to negotiate that money. Bobby needs some more on his side.
They ain't gonna go into no motherfucking Crawford Spence fight with Spence Crawford being the B side.
Hell no.
No, they gotta finagle a way to get him up there, uppity up there.
That ain't Bobby's style. And real quick, I know this has nothing to do with it, but it is National Cheeseburger Day.
What the fuck?
And Wendy's is giving out free burgers.
I didn't even know that was
big a shout out. Big shout out to Big Baby.
How do you get a free burger though? How do you get a free burger?
Well, anything you buy at Wendy's.
Oh,
on
the door.
Well, you go ahead and buy a soda and get a burger. Shit.
I don't want no soda. Hey yo, anybody in the UK, I'm be there mañana. Holla at me. We'll be back later on. Got to do some more things, but definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and click that notification bell because you just don't know when we're going live. And I'm telling you, we're trying to go live another 5 times a day. We got shit to do, work that needs to be done, buildings to crush. I'm coming through. Snoop did New York. I see you in London. You already know. Salute. Don't get me no shots. Don't get me no fucking drinks. I smoke J's. Next GTO on Instagram and Twitter. Peace.
Yo, yo, yo. Smash that motherfucking thumbs up while you're at it. Jeez.
Word. And you can catch me on IG, you know, Alex_Doomsday_Linus, LAINEZ. Facebook, Alexander Linus. And on Twitter, Alex Linus TBV. And yeah, it looks like the cat going to England. He's out there. Get him a royal with cheese. This is cheeseburger day.
And for all you cats talking shit at me on IG or motherfucking Twitter. On Twitter, it's Gross 2312, and on IG, it's Gross 1911. We'll have a nice little a debate.
Yo, Mike, you lost.
Jeez, bro. I'm like Mike Jordan got to me 4th quarter. I never lose. Game 6, baby. Don't need a fucking game 7.
Oh, game 7.
We out.